Well, yes, that was a long day, a very long day. So the time is shortly after 6 p.m. Friday. I'm at the Oval. I've been here since around 9:30. You can maybe hear I am outside in the car park. I am not on the piss in the Peter May. Comrades, don't worry, that will take place Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So the Lambeth election count has come to a close. I've been very politely booted out. I'm actually perched on some AstroTurf by the bike shed, which is where all the best political correspondents get to file their copy. In conclusion, I will mess this up. You know I'll mess this up. The final scores on the doors. We have 57 Labour councillors. We have 5 Green councillors. How exciting. And we have 1 lone Tory. Now trying to keep his fiefdom going is Councillor Tim Briggs on Clapham Common. So not a lot has changed. And that really was the picture, that was the view at the start of the count. My predictions wasn't quite right. The Lib Dems, once again, absolutely no sign of them. They're going to find it tough to try and rebuild in Lambeth. The numbers are there. They've got lots of young workers on the ground. The old guard have cleared off. But Lambeth Labour have this almost procession belt of when the retiring councillors, the likes of Imogen Walker or Councillor Paul McGlone, the CAT councillor, move on, then in come some fresh-faced new things who are highly skilled in the progress ways of Lambeth Labour. And it works for them. It works. They are the election-winning fighting machine. They are brutal at it. And so congratulations to Lambeth Labour because, yeah, once again, they've got a sizeable majority, which all means that Labour leader Councillor Peck will stay Labour leader. She'll get to choose her cabinet, maybe a few changes I possibly hear, but it will still have the same, how can I put this, general travel of direction of which Councillor Peck enjoys making her policy. The Greens, though, now, I've got a bit of a grounding. So before, it was just Councillor Scott Ainslie, a lone councillor in St Leonard's Ward. He has now been joined by 4 other Green councillors. So Pete Elliott in Gypsy Hill. He managed to beat Labour's Luke Murphy. And then also Jonathan Bartley, the national co-leader of the Green Party in St Leonard's. He's joining Scott Ainslie. It's been a very, very long day. There's a 3rd Green councillor, I do apologise, also in St Leonard's. And also Becca Thackeray is back in Herne Hill. Herne Hill was nasty. It was a very, very tense count all day. Councillor Jim Dixon didn't really look relaxed in himself right until around about an hour or so ago before the count was declared. Jack Holborn has lost out for Labour. He had a particularly awkward campaign. You can read about it on Brixton Buzz. I'm not going to stumble and repeat and come up with the wrong ideas and a very, very, very tired audio piece here because Mr. Holborn is a barrister. I've got to tread carefully. So that's the count. It's been a great venue. The Oval is perfect for this. It's a shame we didn't get to watch any cricket. My plans were to finish around 3 p.m, head to the Peter May, go on the piss there. Didn't really quite happen. But having a daytime count is the way to go. It is just wonderful. Everyone is relaxed. I only witnessed a couple of argy-bargy moments, whereas normally 2-3 in the morning, it all turns very, very ugly. Okay, so we wait really for Councillor Peck to announce her new cabinet. And then... the march of progress, it carries on.